Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Feeling is the Prize, where I give you a priceless secret of success and happiness, because the only reason you want anything is for the good feelings of being, doing, and having it. You think that what you want is the money, or the relationship, or the success, or the prize, but the real prize that you're looking for is to feel good. And feeling good is the magic key that will also get you what you want, because what you want is to feel good. How very zen, eh? So enjoy my video and podcast, The Feeling is the Prize. Hi, my name is Zakarin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, and sex, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. If you like this video, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check out my amazing array of supportive goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at zakarin.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you make more money and have more fun and more freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. The feeling is the prize. The only reason anyone wants anything is because they believe they would feel better in the having of it. It doesn't matter what it is, money, house, car, relationships, fame, adventure, travel, riches, etc. The only reason you want these things is because of the joy of being, doing, and having them. The only thing we all really want is just to feel good. All we want is to be happy. Now, most people want the car, or the house, or the money, or the relationship, etc. because they believe that when they finally get that person or thing, their life will be better. But this strategy never works because people tend to be more focused on the problem than the solution. You may think that the solution is the car or the money or the relationship, but those are not the solutions. Feeling good is the solution. The car, the house, the money, relationship, etc. is a condition. And conditions are constantly in flux. You can't control conditions. You cannot control your external environments as a strategy to feel better. People have been trying for millennia to control the external environments so that they can feel better with nothing but frustration as a result. And people and governments pass laws and fight wars to try to manipulate and control other people's behavior so that they will feel better. Because there is some form of consensus and societally agreed upon approved ethical behavior so that they can feel some degree of relief and certainty. But there is always people who will not be constrained and told what to do, because at the heart of us all is our knowing that the basis of life is freedom. None of us came to this earth to follow laws and rules. The only law we came here to follow is the law of attraction. None of us came here to do what we were told to do or what others approve of. We are all here to live our unique way of living and perceive life in our own unique ways. There are too many factors for you to try to control in external reality so that you can feel good all the time. People have their own selfish agendas, and rightly so, and people are impossible to control for very long, and it is a futile waste of your creative energy to try in the first place. And all other factors, such as the economy and politics and community, etc., again, they're all out of your control. So you can't control external reality to make yourself feel good, but you can control your internal reality so that you can feel good all the time. That's your only creative control that you have. You don't have to let external circumstances, people, and events determine how you're going to feel. Regardless of what the circumstances and people are doing around you, you have the creative power to focus in a more positive direction, in a direction of what you want. And no one can stop you or even hinder you from creating what you want, because this is not a universe of assertion. It is a universe of inclusion. So, if feeling good is what you really want anyway, then it is a logical conclusion that if you can feel good now, regardless of your external environment, regardless if you have the lover in your bed yet, or the car in your garage, or the money in your bank, if you can feel good now, then those things that you want, that you know would feel good to have, or be them, or do them, logically these things should manifest, because feeling good in general is the same vibration as feeling good because of a condition. Unconditionally feeling good is the same vibration as the good feelings you will have once you have what you want. And based on the law of attraction, which is based upon vibration, not words, you can be, do, and have whatever you want by feeling good first. So feeling good is not just the prize, it is the entire journey. We cannot have a happy result from an unhappy journey, but you are guaranteed a happy result from a happy journey. The purpose of life is joy, and the basis of life is freedom, and the result is never-ending expansion, improvement, and growth. And the purpose of life is not struggle and prove your worth. It is joy. And the basis of life is not sacrifice and compromise. The basis of life is freedom. The result of life is not I'll earn my way into heaven from a life of struggle, sacrifice, and proving my worth. No, the result of life is never-ending growth and improvement. The result of life is more fun and more fun and more fun and more joy and more joy. If you are able to live your true purpose and the true basis of life, you will experience that joy all the time. The joy is the prize and the growth is the prize. It's like what Jim Rohn's mentor, John Earl Schoaf, said to him. Set a goal to become a millionaire for what you must become to achieve it. Unquote. Set the goal to become a millionaire or to achieve whatever your dream is, not necessarily for the millions or the success or the cars or the travel, etc., even though the millions and the car and the travel, etc., etc., are lots of fun, but because of the person you must become in order for you to be able to attract the millions and the car and the fun and the relationships, etc. Because to create and attract anything in your life, you must first become it vibrationally. If you want loving relationships, you've got to become a loving person. If you want to be happy, you've got to become a happy person. If you want more money and to be wealthy and financially free, you've got to become an abundant person. You've got to vibrate and emanate and think and speak and be and do abundance. You can't put the cart before the horse. So, the key is to not take score of what is happening in your life in terms of seeing, hearing, smelling, and touching what you want, and loosen your focus upon current physical reality as a way of determining, number one, if you're succeeding or not, and number two, if you're going to be happy or sad, depending on what is pleasing and what is not pleasing in your life. You've got to focus instead 100% on the feeling, on vibrational reality. Because in vibrational reality, you are rich and healthy and happy 24/7 with amazing relationships. And if you can feel for that, you will experience the joy of that. You've got to enjoy the satisfaction of that joyful feeling of being, doing, and having what you want before you will be physically being, doing, and having what you want. You've got to enjoy the energy, that flowing, exciting enthusiasm that you feel. You've got to enjoy the clarity that you're feeling. And enjoy knowing what you want and enjoy feeling for its existence. And you've got to let enjoying the exhilaration of being, doing, and having it be the prize that you're looking for. You got to learn how to enjoy the delicious joy and fun that you are having on the journey of joyful creation. Be the prize. because that is what you really want. Anyway, remember, you came for the joyful journey, not for the manifestations. But the desire for the manifestations is what causes you to take the joyful journey and whatever you want, whether it's money, riches, amazing relationships, career, success, adventure, travel, success, a creative or athletic endeavors, etc. Whatever you want, it is not the having of it that is the ultimate prize and the manifestation of it and the having of it. That's just the logical next step on the journey of being, doing, and having it. The prize is the creative journey. The prize is the creative journey. It is the journey of manifesting your desires in a physical reality. Because once the goal has been achieved, once the dream has been fulfilled, once the quest is complete, then the natural progression is, okay, what's next? What's next is, well, the next dream, the next desire, the next quest of creation. What's next is getting more amazing ideas and more delicious ideas and desires and feelings and exhilaration and inspiration to be, do, or have something new. And then you're off on another quest of creation to manifest that vibrational desire into physical reality for the fun of it and the mastery of it and the deliciousness of reveling in your amazing power of creation. And the journey of joyful creation continues on and on and on and on forever. So the feeling is the prize. The excitement of the idea, the inspiration to be, do, or have something new. The exhilaration of the quest. And the wonderment of how everything will magically manifest. And who and what the cooperative elements will be. And how they will miraculously appear. And the entire magical journey of creations, that is the prize that you're looking for. The journey of translating the vibrational reality into a feeling vibration. That has to be enough. That is the nectar. That is the ambrosia of life. That is the prize that you take with you wherever you go. The mastery, the growth, the self-empowerment. That which you must become in order to manifest your vibrational dreams and desires in a physical reality. That is what is yours forever. The money, the houses, the success, the relationships. Those physical things, you can't take those things with you when you leave this physical plane. But the growth, the self-empowerment, the mastery, the clarity, the amazing experiences, the amazing joys, the joyful memories, the love, those are yours forever. That is what you are really looking for and why you are here on this earth. You are not here for the riches and the goodies necessarily. You're here for the journey of manifesting the riches and the goodies into the physical because of the self-empowerment you must embody to manifest them and because it's fun. But if you try to get there too quickly and try to put the cart before the horse, if you try to just focus on the result rather than the journey to somehow make yourself feel better once you have the result, if you try to jump to the goal before you do the vibrational work and before you learn how to get happy first, then you will just beat up on yourself. Because you will struggle to make your dreams come true. And you will get frustrated and depressed because of the huge gap that exists between what you want and physically having what you want. So the excitement and the exhilaration and the ideas flowing and the inspiration and feeling good and loving the process and loving your clarity and being clear on what you want and knowing that you are on track. And knowing that your success is inevitable, and knowing that source is your back, and knowing that you can't get it wrong, and you never get it done, and desire is delicious, and the journey of creation is amazing. These all have to be enough, because it is all that really exists. These are the only things that are real, and timeless, and immortal. Rest is all temporary. Everything physical is temporary. But every feeling is timeless and infinite. You have to be happy about the emotional manifestation. You have to be happy about the unconditional feelings of the journey of creation. The money and the house and the car and the career and the relationship. the success and the awards, etc., these are all conditions. These are all temporary things. If you need to have physical things and people and situations and events to be certain ways for you so that you will feel happy, then you're going to have a very rough ride here on planet Earth, because you will never get what you truly want, which is joy. But if you can be happy that the desire came, you just had the desire for it, and happy that the dream came, and happy that the idea came, and happy that you're here on the path, and that the quest has begun, and happy that the emotion is there, and be happy in the knowing that because you have that emotion, that means you are tapped in, tuned in, and turned on, and that you're on track, and you're in sync with the universe, and with source, and with creation, and you're in sync with your desires vibrationally, because you're feeling the excitement of them, and you're feeling the call of source. And you are feeling the solidness of your dreams and desires, and you're confident in the knowing that the physical manifestation of those dreams and desires are a sure thing. They're a done deal, and that your success is absolutely inevitable. If you get to this place of miraculous creational allowance, when you finally surrender and give in, and allow the universe to give you whatever you want, that's when the magic starts to happen 24/7. All the pieces of the puzzle fall into place. All the pieces of the puzzle fall into place. Miraculous synchronicities happen every hour, every minute, and magical creations become commonplace in your life. And the people around you, they will be amazed, because they have seen you struggle and how you now have ease. They will be puzzled, because struggle is all that they understand, because they have been taught that struggle is how life is. And they will ask you, what is your secret? And you will reply, well, I stopped thinking about, talking about, and doing the things that were causing me to feel bad. And I started to focus on thinking about, talking about, and doing things that made me feel good. I stopped letting current physical reality, circumstances, events, and people determine how I was going to feel. I stopped giving myself a hard time and started to reach for more soothing thoughts. And I decided to give myself a break, and I decided to give up the belief that it was my job to please other people, and that it was other people's job to make me happy. And I just focused on pleasing myself first and getting my nose out of other people's business. And I decided to let other people take responsibility for their own lives and the job of pleasing themselves. And I started to envision myself and other people being happy and healthy and wealthy. I stopped listening to negative, gossipy conversations. And I stopped watching, listening to, and reading the constant negative news. And I just simply decided that I was going to feel good no matter what, because feeling good is the most important thing. And anything that did not feel good, I just put myself in a reverse gear and got the hell out of there, and immediately moved on to what felt better. So, Master of Divine Creation, if you'd like to become a master of feeling good, so that you can become empowered to be, do, and have whatever you want in your life and make your dreams come true, contact me now at freesession.info. I'll give you a free consultation, free guidance and coaching session. Let's you and I work and play together. Let's help you make your dreams come true. Contact me now at freesession.info, and let's get you on the road to freedom. Thank you for watching my video or listening to this podcast. Please comment and share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, coaching, support, and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious and deliberate creator of reality at zakhyron.com. Go get yourself a free book, video, and audio of my Master Keys of Success and Freedom to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy. joy and abundance and fun and riches and fun adventures on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!